listening to a podcast presentation of Hillside Four Square Church in Reno, Nevada.
Everybody got your Christmas shopping done? Where's my wife? There's Patty. Tomorrow's her birthday, so feel free to wish her happy birthday today. You know me, I got to have a joke, okay? It's okay to laugh in church, right? So this husband and wife are out Christmas shopping, and the place is packed. You know how the malls get. And they get separated, and the wife starts to panic because they got a lot they got to get done. And so she gets her cell phone out and calls him and says, "Honey, where are you?" So he answers her in a quiet, tender voice. "Well, remember that store we stopped in about 5 years ago and you fell in love with this diamond necklace? And I said we can't really afford it right now because we just got out of Pete and Debbie's financial peace class. But one day I want to get that for you." And she started to choke up and said, "Yeah, I remember." He goes, "Well, you remember where that shop is?" "Yeah, I remember." He goes, "Well, I'm in the pub right next door." Isn't that rotten? You can put the slide up, Nate, the first one. I want to remind you all just to pray for our pastors. I haven't spoke for a while. And you know what? I'll tell you what, it's a lot of work. And Louis, we're so spoiled. Week after week, Louis comes up here and we just have great teaching, and he's a wonderful teacher, pastor in our church. But I'll tell you, we need to, you know, be praying for them and pray for him for just the anointing of the Lord, because it's not easy. Anyway, but today I wanted to talk about walking before the Lord with an open heart. Walking before the Lord with an open heart. And we have a picture here of, of Adam and Eve in the garden. And of course, we know everybody's familiar with the story of Adam and Eve. They were in paradise with God, and they were naked. They didn't have any clothes, and they felt no shame. And I was having a conversation with my wife. She goes, "Wow, imagine that, you know, being naked and not feeling shame." And God was with them. They had uninhibited, open, transparent relationship with God in every way. And that's what God wants with us. He wants relationship with us. Then, of course, they fell. They were tempted by the enemy, and they fell. And they hid from the Lord. You know, it says, in the cool of the evening, God was walking through the garden, and they hid themselves in the bushes. And he said, "Why did you hide?" He says, "Well, because we're naked." He said, "Well, who told you that you were naked? You eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from?" And they were ashamed. And God provided clothing for them. He provided animal skins. God killed animals and provided them with clothing, which was so beautiful. I mean, right there in that book of Genesis is a picture, a prophetic picture of Jesus dying for us, God giving Jesus up, you know, as a sacrifice for our sins, so that we can be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. So that's what God does with us. He clothes us. He never shames us. He never exposes us in a negative way. You know what I mean? I want to talk about and get to is like walking before the Lord, and in a sense, not in the natural sense, but in a spiritual sense or an emotional sense, walking before him naked with nothing to hide. Having that open relationship with him. In Genesis 5:24, we see that Enoch walked with God. And in Hebrews 11, the famous chapter of the Hall of Faith, the faith chapter, it says by faith he pleased God, and one day God just took him. He didn't die. But he walked with God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. I want to walk closer to the Lord, don't you? I so appreciated that song we did this morning, "Here's My Heart, Lord," because that's kind of what I'm talking about today. Here's my heart. In Genesis 17:1, God told Abraham, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me." He said, "And be blameless." And by blameless, he didn't mean perfect. He just said, have a heart of integrity. You know, let's walk in relationship. Let's walk in relationship. In 2 Kings 20, verse 2, Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, was a righteous king. He was a faithful king. He walked before the Lord. He got sick, and he cried out to God. He said, Lord, remember, I've walked before you faithfully and wholeheartedly, heart of devotion. And he cried out for healing, and God healed him and gave him another 15 years to live. So that's the kind of relationship I want with the Lord. I want to be able to walk faithfully before him and with wholehearted devotion. You know, you see in the book, the Old Testament, you see the stories of the kings. There's kings that had wholehearted devotion to follow the Lord wholeheartedly. And then the next one fails and does evil and they worship all these idols. And then here comes another king who worships the Lord wholeheartedly. And you see the ups and downs, the ups and downs. I want to be one of the wholehearted guys. And one of the most wholehearted of all, of course, was King David. And I love the book of Psalms. I learned from Louis's dad, Louis Sr., actually, several years ago. He has a habit of reading 5 psalms a day. And if you read 5 psalms a day in 1 month, you will have read the entire book. So one of the other things I like to do is, of course, read a proverb every day. Today is the 29th, so I read Proverbs 29 this morning. But Psalms just gets into... David is totally exposing his heart to the Lord when he's in pain, when he's fearful, when he's being chased by his enemies, when he's tormented, when he's happy, when he's rejoicing. Most of the Psalms always end on a high note, a positive note. But you just see his heart is before the Lord, and he doesn't hold anything back, and which I just love. You know, just that it's just that love of relationship, that love affair. And he was all in. And in Psalm 19:14, one of the things that David wrote was, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. He just had this beautiful attitude. He had this beautiful spirit. And he asked the Lord, you know, to examine his heart. You know, it's a real good idea for us to do a personal inventory, you know, now and then. So good idea, just to come before the Lord. Say, Lord, how am I doing? Where am I in my relationship with you? How am I doing? Am I growing? Am I growing in you? Is there anything in me that is not pleasing in your sight? Just taking an attitude check. And sometimes our attitudes get us in trouble. I remember years ago, there's a ministry called Young Life, and it's an outreach to high school kids. And we got a guy in the church that's taught a class on evangelism, and I liked evangelism. I thought that was cool. That was something I was interested in. And I said, well, what have you got going? What are you doing right now in terms of evangelism? He goes, well, I got Young Life. And I thought, high school kids. Who wants to be, you know, I'm afraid of them. I don't want to get involved with high school kids. But so my attitude was kind of negative, and I thought about it, prayed about it. I thought, maybe I'll give it a try. It was some of the best 4 years of my life in that ministry of Young Life. It was really awesome. So sometimes our attitude just needs to be corrected or checked a little bit, because maybe God's got something really good for you and wonderful for you to experience it and to grow in him, and a bad attitude can keep us from going into that. So we want to expose ourselves to the Lord. We want to walk in the light. One of my good friends and one of my favorite teachers, Robbie Booth, said the Lord told him one time, you know, if you'll expose yourself to me, the Lord said, I'll cover you every time. Expose yourself to me and I'll cover you. But if you try to cover yourself, I'll expose you. Anyway, that's one to think on. Then Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, David again says, search me, O God, know my heart, test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. So there's David again. He's taking that personal inventory. He's coming before the Lord saying, Lord, I'm yours. I'm all in. My heart's yours. But I need you to show me where I'm at. I'm dependent on the Holy Spirit to lead me and to guide me in the way everlasting. Another respected teacher that I really love is Daniel Brown. And he recommends a prayer that's a real simple prayer. It's this. It's, Holy Spirit, show me where I'm wrong. Holy Spirit, show me where I'm wrong. Because we don't know. Sometimes we're narrow-minded, we have narrow vision, and we don't have eyes in the back of our head, and we can't see our faults. We don't know what's going on in our hearts sometimes. Maybe it's a relationship that's out of order. Maybe it's just an attitude. Maybe it's an expression we've been using. You know, at work, I've got a new boss, so we had change. He's been here about 2 months. We had a changing of the guard, and changing of the guard always brings stress, and when we like things to kind of stay the same and keep all of our ducks in a row, and we had people that were devoted to the old boss, and here's the new guy, and it's a testing period. Let's see if he can cut the mustard, and one by one, everybody got a cut. Called into the GM's office with the new boss on a one-on-one interview, said, he's not going anywhere. He's staying. So are you going to get on board with what we're doing here, or are you going to, what are you going to do? It's up to you. So got a few more responsibilities with the new guy, and the responsibility always brings some stress and always brings some pressure. And I kind of caught myself a few times maybe mumbling a few things, saying a few things, using a few words I don't normally use, you know, and going, okay, Lord, we need to, I need to confess some things to you and get back on track. One of the prayers that Daniel prays, and I like to steal things from people, the people that I know and that I love and that I have respect and that I know that they have authority in the Lord, I pay attention, you know, is, and one of the prayers that he prays all the time is, Lord, I give you permission to change and transform and reshape me inside and out. Whatever you want to do, I give you permission. Now, does God need permission? It'll go easier for you if you give him permission. He maybe doesn't need it. He'll get you there anyway. Used to be an elder in the church that said, you're going to go around the mountain, so you can decide how many times you're going to go around that mountain being whatever that trial or tribulation is, or season of your life of difficulty that you're going through. He says, you can go around once if you want, but you don't have to. If you want, you can get a new pair of tennis runners, and you can go around that mountain as many times as you like. It's up to you. I only want to go around once if I have a choice, and then learn whatever it is the Lord's trying to teach me, and then go from there. Go to the next mountain. Okay. In Micah 6:8, he's Micah prophesied, he said, he hath showed you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. You know, it's really not that hard. Following Jesus isn't hard. It doesn't take a lot of effort, you know, just to stoke the fire of that relationship. God doesn't ask things that are too difficult for us. He just asks for our devotion. He asks for our heart, you know. So one of my daily prayers that I prayed for a while is I ask for humility, but I also ask for courage to do that evangelism thing, you know, speak up, share the name of Jesus. And I also ask that I would walk in kindness because I'm around unbelievers and I love unbelievers. I love working with sinners. I don't ever want to work someplace where it's all Christian. That sounds terrible to me. That's just not my heart. I want to be with where I can, you know, share the Lord with people as he gives me opportunity to do so. So how do we live open-hearted? What do we do? What do we do to live open-hearted? Anybody got any ideas, suggestions? Chris? Okay. Letting go of control. Okay. Awesome. Being authentic, genuine, walking in integrity, speak the truth in love. Cool. Anything else? Having a teachable heart. Outstanding. Love it. Pride. Yep. Cool. Yeah, that's every day, right? When we get there, we'll know it, but until we get there, now we see through a glass darkly. We don't understand everything. We don't have answers for everything. There's things beyond us. Yes, ma'am. What's that? Staying away from temptation. Okay, very good. Maybe sometimes we have to change our friends, some of our relationships. Okay, cool. I wrote down just a few things that I kind of stole from my old, like I said, I like to steal things from my old pastors. One of my old pastors' devotion that he wrote. Make sure you have a devotional habit. Make sure you're in the Word every day. Read that Bible every day. Have a private time. So have a spiritual life aside from just when we're together. Spend time praying, talking to the Lord, listening, reading the Word, just being with Him, being in His presence. For you, that might be running. Maybe it's, you know, your favorite hobby. I used to have some awesome times with the Lord reloading shotgun shells. I mean, whatever your thing is. Whatever your thing is. Just you and Him, fishing, whatever. Spend time with Him. And, of course, come to church. We're in community. We're, you're part of the body. So we need you. You need us. Let's all be together. Fellowship is vital. You know, when somebody's not coming to fellowship, then something's going on. That's not a sign of health. Okay? So we got to stay in fellowship. Be accountable. Be accountable to others. Have somebody in your life that that is safe, somebody that you trust, somebody that you know will keep a secret. If you need to confess a sin, James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. There's times when that's just absolutely necessary. There's healing that the Lord may want to bring into your life, and maybe you haven't realized it yet because you haven't told anybody besides Him. I've had sins that I've told Him over and over and over again, and I still felt like I was on the hook until I went and told somebody else. Then I felt like I was off the hook. So there's freedom and healing when we confess our sins to one another. But make sure it's somebody that you know and trust. And then you're going to get healing. Pray for one another that you may be healed. So healing's on its way. Then I wanted to talk briefly about Holy Spirit baptism. You know, we're a Pentecostal church. We believe in Holy Spirit baptism, and we believe in the gifts of the Spirit. We believe in spiritual language. There is great, great benefit to spiritual language in particular, speaking in other tongues. When I'm counseling somebody or talking to them about that, I like to say it's like pumping spiritual iron, you know. When you're, because the Bible says that a man that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, okay? It's the one gift that God gives us that will build you up. It'll build up your spiritual man. And so it's like that pumping that iron. You're getting stronger in the Lord by doing that. And it fills you up, builds you up, and it fills you up. And then you have something to give. Then you have, your tank is full. You can go about your business that day, and you have the strength of the Lord in you to face whatever you need to face. Great, great benefit from the baptism of the Holy Spirit and exercising spiritual language. And there is an intimacy of relationship that will come with the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have that, I strongly urge and encourage you to seek that out. If you have questions about it, Louie and Joni, Patty and I, Willie and Diane, we're here to help you. We're here to walk with you. We just want you to be full of the Lord and everything that He has for you. And let's see, number six, I just put relax. Relax. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. And He'll give you the desires of your heart. Like I said, He doesn't give us more than we can handle. You know, and don't get all stressed out with, oh, I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I haven't done this. Don't condemn yourself. There's no condemnation in Christ, okay? Jesus never shames you. He never shames you. He may convict you. He may bring correction to you, okay? But He never does it in a condescending manner. He never speaks to you in a condescending tone. The Lord loves you and He wants you to grow in Him. He wants you to come to maturity in Him. Walk before Him and be blameless. That blameless is, like I said, integrity, and it's maturity. And finally, if we are walking before the Lord with an open heart and an exposed heart or a naked heart, if you would, then we're going to be walking in love, acceptance, and forgiveness. You know, if you're not walking in love, acceptance, and forgiveness, then I'm not too sure about your relationship with Christ. Even if you never read that book, by the way, by Jerry Cook, we have copies here at the church. I strongly recommend that book. Jesus is all about loving us, and he's all about us loving others, those within the church and those that are not in the church. Amen? So I want to walk before him, and if you don't mind, I'm going to lead us in a prayer. And one of the things I do with your Sunday school class, believe it or not, I'm going to ask you guys to stand up, because I do this with your kids, whether you know it or not. I guess I'm coming clean today, letting you know what I'm doing behind your back. Because I get these little kids in there, and I ask them, I said, have you ever raised your hands to the Lord? Some of them say yes, some of them say no, and I make them all raise their hands. I say, raise your hands. So I'm going to ask you guys all to raise your hands. Maybe you've never done it before. Go ahead and do it. Get them up there. We're doing it for him. Close your eyes. Don't be looking around. I'm not going to lead us in a prayer. Jesus, we want to walk with exposed hearts. Lord, we don't want to hide anything from you. We want our relationship with you to be one of integrity, Lord, and we want to grow in you. We want our relationship with you to be deeper. And Lord, we give you permission today to do whatever you choose to do in us. We want to cooperate with your Holy Spirit. We give you permission to change us, to transform us, and to reshape us, and to make us your own. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been a podcast presentation of Hillside Four Square Church in Reno, Nevada. You can reach us at web@hillside4.org.